And we're here on the K&M podcast, Ken Brown from WGR Radio, Mike O'Hara, and I will say this for the last time, from DetroitLions.com as we talk Lions football. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ken Brown.
Now, I've got a lot of emails and things over the last 24 hours, and Mike O'Hara, who has announced his retirement from DetroitLions.com, but rest assured, the podcast will continue. And Mike and myself are still experts, ones to listen to. You need not listen to anybody else. We shall carry on, right, Mike?
That sounds good to me. Now, what am I going to be, Mike O'Hara from the couch?
Mike O'Hara Esquire. We'll knight you.
From the couch.
Yes, but anyway, congratulations on your retirement. Right before we even get started, and for all the people out there that have listened and read you over the years, well-deserved respite there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, but let the people out there know, even as Mike O'Hara announces his retirement, he was working hard during the minicamp this week. He was out there. He was out there pounding the pavement, getting the info, getting the scoop.
Wait a second. I pounded the pavement from the after the practice area and then back.
That's right.
But
for a mini camp, we'll get into that anyway. The Lions mini camp ended this week. They have three more days of OTAs, which basically will be for rookies, though, because I think Campbell said he's going to let the veterans go on that, and it's going to be more rookie base for the last year. So basically, the veteran work is done.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of guys showed up and young veterans. I wouldn't be surprised if a few showed up. But we'll see.
Yeah, a few. I think McNeil said he was going to show up. I saw him when we were talking to him yesterday. But a few guys. The last day of minicamp to me, Mike, yesterday was kind of like the last day of school. Didn't you feel that? You did some early work, like in the morning, but by 2 o'clock that afternoon, when school's going to be out an hour, it got a little lively. They had some fun stuff to end the camp with, and they took a knee, talked, and came off the field, and I've seen this every year, that last minicamp practice, and the mood was existentially better this year than any other year I've seen.
Well, they certainly, got something that they've built on and something they've built up, and they don't want to lose that. I really think that this is a committed team. Now, we'll see. We're talking here in almost the middle of summertime, not quite, but they seem to have, like I said, this is a team with a commitment. And I think they liked what happened last year. They would have liked it better if they had gone one more step or two more steps. So they got a chance to take those steps this year.
Yeah, and the most important thing out of that whole mini camp to me was no big injuries. I mean, that's what you look forward to. They pretty much did their off-season work with no big injuries. They thought Khalil Dorsey was more seriously injured than he was, so it was just an ankle. So they made it out healthy, and that, to me, was the most important thing.
Yeah, a couple of veterans, I think they're going to keep their eye on the defensive tackle. They weren't sure.
Reader.
Yeah. Is he going to be available for the start of training camp? But the issue isn't whether he's going to be able to play. It's just a question of when and how soon.
I don't need to see him till September. I mean, well, I like to see them get some work in, but they're not playing much in exhibition games anyway. So they're getting ready for September.
Yeah, but you want to get some good hard work in.
Yeah, I say I want to get him work in the season. Yeah, but the date I'll panic if he ain't in the lineup or practicing this in September.
I agree with you. Same thing for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah. He didn't he was pretty much sidelined the whole week, I believe. I saw him yesterday. He didn't have pads on, whatever. But he didn't look like, you know how some guys, you see guys walking around, they look hurt. He looked like he was, in good spirits and walking around. So maybe it's just some soft tissue thing and, just being cautious with him. And like I said, nobody's playing a game on June 7th, all right? There's no game.
No.
If it is, tell me where it is and I'll be there.
Yeah, so the game they're playing now is the money game.
Exactly.
and the Lions are out of that one for now.
Now, a couple things that I did see over the course of this last couple of weeks, Mike, and I want to talk about with you. A couple of guys that I didn't even really expect to name to be called, and even the coach talked about him. One was Levi Onwuzurike, and remember from the injury he had and not really playing. A lot of positive buzz on him, and I kind of watched him the last couple of practices, and he's got a chance. You know, he always had the talent. He was a high second round pick. He had his the back injury his first year where he played through. Right. Second year he had surgery and didn't play, and last year, if you look at his PFF grades for the time he played, he was productive. Didn't play a lot. But, he's gained weight in the offseason. He's had a year now off that back surgery where he's been able to get his body back into football shape. I wasn't expecting much out of him, but you know what, Mike?
No, I wasn't.
He might be a nice rotation piece.
Yeah, that was a good surprise when Campbell mentioned it, that he, that they were seeing more of him. And then when he backed it up and repeated it, he said, look, like last year he was playing at something like 285 pounds. Now he's up right around 300. He needs that. He needs that power to play the position they want him to play.
I talked to him for a second after practice yesterday. He's a good
move. I was just on the fringe listening.
Yeah, he's a good mood kid. And like I said, I always talk to him every year, that was my yearly talk. I'll talk to him again in camp. But if he ever gets back to anywhere near the form he had coming out, that'll be a good, good pickup, because I see that defensive line as a deep rotation line, Mike. I don't know if you see that or not. It's going to be guys that get cut that are good players.
Well, we'll see. Every year we say that about they've got a roster and they have good players going to get cut, and they end up. It doesn't always happen, but I think it could. But I'm more interested in the guys that they're going to keep than the ones that they're going to get rid of.
Yeah.
When I say get rid of, in other words, cut, release, whatever, or maybe work a deal for them, something like that, to get some sort of something in trade.
Right. Another player, you get information when you listen to the K&M podcast, and a lot of people might not be talking about this. Mitchell Agudé. I got to talk about it because Mitchell Agudé, linebacker, he's kind of a pass rush linebacker in. Campbell spoke real highly of him, and he's one of those guys that came out. I know he was a practice squad guy last year. He didn't get in. But he has really performed in this offseason program, and he's going to be a guy to keep an eye on coming up in training camp. Now, that's when the pads come on and things might change. But as of right now, he's a very interesting prospect from the University of Miami.
Miami sent some pretty good guys to the National Football League over the years, and maybe this will be another one. But we'll see. We'll see when they really start competing in earnest. We'll see how he holds up and how he measures up.
I don't know about you, watching, but I was kind of I was worried going in about the end or the pass rusher, the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson. But after watching a few practices, even for the guys that didn't really participate, like Davenport and James Houston barely participated. I think yesterday was really the first time I thought he was out there full time. They got a lot of guys they can move in and out, like Betts, the Canadian Football League, heroes coming down, and guys like that. They might be able to piece together a nice little pass rush on that other side.
Well, yeah, obviously you want to get a pass rush any way you can. We talked about the Lions getting good pressures. That was somebody put that mentioned that to Dan Campbell, and he said, he wants pressure, and that's a good thing. But there's nothing like getting them on the ground. Yeah, I agree with that. Because there's a lot of good things when you get them on the ground. It's the yardage that they lose and the fact that it could cause fumbles and so on. So I think that's an area that the Detroit Lions are still working to improve, and we'll see how it works out.
Yeah. I tell you, another person that I looked at and I talked to after practice yesterday, too, was Mekhi Wingo. And I was just sizing him up and, talking to him. We were talking about some other stuff. But you know who he reminds me of?
No. Who?
The guy last year that the Lions didn't take in the first round, Cansey. Remember from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And Tampa took him.
Yeah.
Body-wise, he reminds me of a little version of him. He's not a big guy, but he's quick off that ball. And if he gets up into your pads, man, and gets up in, I want to see when the pads come on, how he works. But I think they, for a six-round pick, I think they might have got something. And like I said, we don't know anything to the past. Come on. But by looking at the film and then looking at him out there with the other guys, he could fit in. So they got a lot of interesting backup players and young players that are going to make some noise to me in training camp. I just can't wait to see that.
Yeah, and I don't think Dan Campbell is shy in changing players either. If he thinks he's got somebody getting a little edge to, I think he'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Now, like I said, Dan will say, and I will say too, it's all in pajamas, so you got to take it for what it's worth.
Of course.
But the one thing you can tell, and I can tell, is the secondary is revamped. They got a lot of guys competing. From Terry and Arnold, the first round pick, the Rakeshaw was really limited. He didn't really do a lot because he had that core muscle surgery, I think, earlier in the year. But he was still out there. I was just looking at him for size. Amik Robertson, you got coming in. Carlton Davis, big corner. They are way, way ahead of where they were last year.
No, and those are four players. I think, Kenny, if I'm wrong, but that's a complete do-over, isn't it, with those four?
Yeah, yep. And if you count, if you want to count, Melifonwu. Yeah. If you want to count him, because last year he wasn't even predicted to make the team. Probably, if you want to put him in that group too as the makeover, you got you only really got Kirby Joseph back.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and Brian Branch.
Well, Brian Branch, last year at this time, you know, they were trying to find a place for him. He wasn't guaranteed anything either. I'm just saying, from a year ago after the draft of last year to now, it's a make-up. I mean, I forgot about Branch because Branch has been out the whole camp. That's another one when you add him back in.
No, right. But I think they've got some good young talent there. We'll just see how quickly they can get it to work together, because that's been an issue. I think it got better last year. I really do, but still wasn't. I don't think it was where you want it to be. But you get these guys together, and you get a group of young players with talent together. If you can really start to build something that's really, you can carry a good long ways.
Do you think that trying to get upper half of the league defense this year is too much to ask? Say 15 and up.
No, I don't think it's too much to ask. No, not at all. And part of it is what the Detroit Lions do on defense, or I'm sorry, on offense too. If they run the ball more, then they'll be eating up time, and the other team won't have the ball as much.
Yeah, I think they should be an upper half defense,
part
though.
Of the occasion, yeah.
And even if you ask me, even toward the end of the year when Aaron Glenn started to do more man and started blitzing more and whatever, I thought they were getting close to that middle-of-the-pack defense then. And I just think the upgrades they made in the offseason, you know, you can't predict injuries.
And just one thing, though, if we're talking about the overall, overall defense being, in the middle of it. But they had a pretty strong run defense last year, too, especially in the late in the season. I thought they were good.
The run defense was good all year. It was just that pass defense was horrid. And I think that's why they went to address that.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, because they drafted, the first two draft picks.
Traded for one and drafted two. Yeah. Exactly right.
Right.
Now, on the offensive side of the ball, it's a status quo, go as you go. I tell you, a couple players that did impress me over these practices I've watched, though, that Sione Vaca. When they drafted him, I thought, okay, special team player, maybe play some safety, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty good running back and got good hands and can, catch balls out the backfield. I think he's going to press for that number three job.
No, he's athletic. There's no question about that. It's just, how can you apply it and what position or positions do you play him at?
Yeah, I think he'll get some run in there and he's not going to be a starter or anything like that, but he'll be a contributor to this team.
Well, they got two good solid running backs. I mean, those are 1,000-yard, potential running backs that they've already got.
Right.
So then they're not gonna put them down.
No, but if he takes Craig Reynolds' spot as the third back, Reynolds got some run during the season, and that's what I expect.
Score a touchdown. Yeah.
Vaki did. Receiver wise, it's the same as last year to me. I know Craig Reynolds is gone, but I think they have enough to make up for it. Jameson Williams is still the wild card. As you see him make spectacular plays, then yesterday I saw him drop a pass when they were doing a simulated end of the game where he dropped one right in the end zone. So it was a harder catch. It wasn't an easy, in my hands drop, but it's catches you got to make in the National Football League.
No, I agree with you. I think he's going to be a producer for them. I wouldn't be surprised if he got double digit touchdowns. 10 or 12 touchdowns this coming season, but I still think he'll always be the issue of, misplays and, and dropping balls. I just think that's part of the way he plays.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if he gives you enough big plays.
If he gives you enough big plays, okay.
Yeah, that's just the way
it is. Look, all it is it's just one more yard, that's all.
Yeah. And like I said, you really couldn't tell much offensive line, defensive line yesterday because they're not using pads. And especially yesterday, they kind of took it easy over the last practice. That was more of a, back seven practice for all of them. Quarterback-wise, don't worry about Goff's job. Hendon Hooker will not be available for starting this year unless emergency happens. But I have seen him get better over the course of these last couple of weeks I've been out there. And I think he'll solidify that backup job for the season. And even Campbell said, I don't need him to come in and be a star. Just need him if we have to play him to manage the game. He thinks he can do that.
Well, we'll see. I think he's got a ways to go, and we'll see. He'll get every chance to be the number two quarterback, and we'll see if he takes advantage of that chance.
Yeah. Now, things that are also the kicking competition. I hate to tell you, Mike, but Badgley is in a kicking competition with James Turner from Michigan. I thought Turner has been kind of impressive during camp.
Yeah, I didn't. Kenny, I didn't really pay attention to that. I was busy with some other stuff, and they were kicking without me.
Kick without you. Well, like I said, it's going to be going into camp, it's going to be a competition. Turner, and a lot of people are sleeping on Turner because he only kicked the 1 year at Michigan because, Jake Moody was the kicker
right.
for the 3 years before that, 2 years before that. And everybody thought about him when he went to the 49ers. But Turner, for the 1 year he came in, he was a good player at Michigan, and he's been solid during this camp, so I don't know if they're going to add Jake Bates after the Panther season ends or not, but there is a kicking competition.
I think a lot of teams are after that. The UFL or whatever.
Yeah, James Bates.
James Bates, yeah, I think a lot of teams are going to take a look at him.
Yeah, but a little of the shine has worn off him, too, because, like I said, he missed a field goal that could have won the game last week, and I'm not getting into USFL highlights, but I'm just saying that, we're not going to have USF memories. But
admit it. You're watching.
I do watch the games, but I'm just saying
okay.
We'll see how that works out.
We
won't hold it against it. Well, that's it going into camp. Now they have like a couple days next week with the younger players, and then it's off to camp. Mike, they got $40 million. They're the second most cap space team left right now as we go into this part of the season. Do you see them adding any players in the next, before camp starts?
Well, I think what could happen, I'm not predicting this because, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do it, but players are going to come loose, for salary cap reasons and so on, and there'll be some players on the market. I would think, traditionally there are. It happens every year that there's, a handful of good players who've been cut by, older players or whatever, and they want to get some salary cap relief, and they let them go. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some players of the Lions will at least consider. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to go out and start, remake the team. From salary cap signers, but we'll see.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it right now. Is there a position that you would say yourself right now, man, we need to add a player to this or that? I can't think of one. I mean, you can always add a player as a good player, but I'm saying I don't see a player right now that's a position right now that, oh, my God, they got to add somebody.
I'd like to see him add a proven receiver if there is one.
Really?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
And I don't have anybody in mind, and I don't necessarily think anybody's job is on the line, but just another good solid player who's been productive recently would be a good pickup for the Lions. And they can go with what they have now too. That's okay. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. It might be some receivers shaking loose, like you said too. But June 1st has come. I thought by now those guys would have been shaking loose by now. And I guess they haven't. So, like I said, there'll be some more cuts coming because everybody in this time of year gets into their cuts. And we'll see.
Just keep shaking, man.
Keep shaking. Another thing, too, while we're on the subject of shaking, Cam Sutton signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers over the week.
Yeah.
That was exciting. Now, I don't know how that relates to the Lions on their salary cap thing and when the league is going to find out if they, be able to get some of that money back. So that means the cap could even go higher for this year. But, like I said, I hope all guys get through their fumbles and, get a second chance or whatever. And I hope Cam Sutton gets one. I don't know exactly what he did, what he pleaded to or whatever. I know it wasn't good. But, I don't like to see guys get just dismissed for life. So hope he gets his life together. Hope he gets another chance. I don't know what the league is going to do, suspension wise, but good for him.
Well, I think he's probably got some time coming. I think he'll probably be down, be some suspension there, but you never know. Really, like you said, I don't know what he did or what he didn't do or anything. So I'll let that one play out. They don't need my play by play
unless you were there.
Yeah,
unless you were there.
Yeah. That's right. And let me just say this right now: I was not there.
He was not there. All right, so that's going to be our wrap up summer camp before camp podcast. We probably won't do one for a couple of weeks. So don't worry, we'll be back. We're just going to take a little break because there's nothing going on. If something big happens, we will come back with the info and, hash it out and chop it up. But other than that, you guys take a few weeks off because it's going to get hectic around here when it's here. Because like Dan Campbell said yesterday, he wants the whole enchilada.
Wants the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada. So this season now is Xochimilco's over in Mexican time. We want the whole enchilada. And I'm ready.
Well, then, buy lunch for us, okay?
Exactly right. All right, that's the K&M Podcast. Kim Brown and Mike O'Hara. Join us on our next one. Stay tuned.